Nicely with Martin Besser.
It's a young confession session.
The confession session with Martin Besser.
Talk to me. Who has been giving the silent treatment or given the silent treatment and for how long?
As ons kom by silent treatment, is ek maar lekker 2 dagjies. Ek rok my al die lekker wip. Maar as ek kom by die vroukie, hey papa, as ek af jou 1 week lang stil bly, maak sy 3 weke vir my lewe.
Up to 3 weeks. Okay.
My vrou se sussie praat al vir meer as 20 jaar nie met haar niggie nie. Omdat hulle op hoërskool haar niggie haar kerel afgevry het.
Dit
is so erg dat sy glad nie enige iets wat te doen het met die niggie as die niggie genooi word vir 'n partytjie, dat sy nie sal opdaag nie. So ja, dit is baie erg.
20 jaar.
Okay, let's judge. So all the niggie must do is sincerely apologize for stealing her boyfriend at school.
Can we just hear at school?
Yeah.
It's 20 years later.
Doesn't matter. All you have to do, you're a grown-up now. So what comes with being a grown-up is accountability. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
I get
thing?
You, yes.
So,
okay.
So now you're a grown-up and you can now understand the impact it has. In fact,
sure.
You don't have to understand. That person is telling you
that this is the impact it's had.
Yes. Okay, this is not a therapy session, but... No. Well, it can be, and it's free.
Right.
What can go wrong? Anonymous, I like it already. Anonymous, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Martin. Good, and you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for being part of our morning fam. Where are you listening from?
We're listening from Joburg.
Great stuff. Tell me, who have you not been speaking to?
Okay, so it was actually about 3 years ago. I was my stepdad. We caught him cheating red-handed. And when my mother forgave him, he decided he was still mad at us. And so he gave me Silsteco while pregnant with his grandchild for 6 months.
So he was in the wrong.
Yes, he was.
And he didn't speak to you.
Oh, hold on. Did
he
you?
Was just so mad he got caught.
Yeah, so were you the person who caught him and then told your mom?
That's right. Well, She actually put a tracker in his car. And once we caught like a suspicious location, I jumped in the car and went there. And I caught him red-handed with another woman.
It's drama. And you were the instigator.
That's why he's angry.
True. Although my husband did nothing, and he never spoke to my husband until he actually went and apologized to him.
Your husband apologized?
Yes, he had to apologize for being
this is nuts.
For what?
No.
He shouldn't have apologized. He's the one who should be apologizing.
No, we still don't have an apology 3 years later. Just keep the peace.
I hope that he apologizes because that's what he should be doing. He caused the drama. He was in the wrong, right?
Correct.
According to you, allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Just
talk
checking.
About entitlement. Wow.
Drama. Well, good luck with that. I hope he comes to his senses according to your story.
You never know.
Thank you for phoning in anonymously.
Thank you, guys, for getting us to talk to you.
Appreciate it. Have a good day. Thanks for listening and cheers.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.